entire year of crises. And on Friday, we will start the day by highlighting the national security crises, focusing on Joe Biden's weakness on the world stage that has emboldened our adversaries in Beijing, Tehran, and Moscow. House Republicans will close out the week by defending our right to life with supporters from across the country. Today, I'm joined by my colleagues who lead committees and lead the Republican Docs Caucus, the GOP Docs Caucus, to discuss Joe Biden's worsening COVID crisis. This month, the U.S. broke the record for the most COVID hospitalizations at over 132,000 people hospitalized, and more Americans died from COVID-19 in 2021 than in 2020. President Biden failed to deliver on his promise to shut down the virus. To discuss this more, we have our GOP Docs Caucus leader, Congressman Brad Wenstrup, who will come up to the mic.
Thank you very much, Elise, and thank you all for being here. Honesty is the best policy. Hopefully, that's something that you all grew up with. People hunger for truth, clarity, and trust. Americans prefer to be educated and not indoctrinated. Americans prefer caring over criticism. Patients prefer good bedside manner from their caregivers. We know from the vaccine trials that some vaccinated patients still get COVID. We learned that vaccinated patients were less likely to become seriously ill from COVID and were less likely to be hospitalized. We also know that some patients with certain health conditions are at a greater risk of more severe disease from COVID. We also know that viruses produce variants. So even if 100% of the globe was vaccinated, unfortunately, we are still dealing with COVID-19 in some form or another. Our doctor's caucus is pro-vaccine. We've been vaccinated. We're also strongly in favor of treatments for COVID-19 and its symptoms. As doctors, we work to get patients well. We discuss risk versus benefits. President Biden was wrong to declare we are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for the unvaccinated. If you're vaccinated and you have your booster shot, you're protected from severe illness and death. See, every patient is different. Blanket statements can be very dangerous. There are some reported risks associated with the vaccines. There may be even greater risk if you have certain medical conditions. Patients want to know about their own natural immunity if they have it. Patients want to know how to bolster their immunity and stay healthy. The benefits of vaccination may outweigh your risk. They often do, more times than not. However, every individual is extremely unique. Mandating care and bypassing the doctor-patient relationship is wrong. And Americans don't do well with the order of, because I told you so. Patients are better served hearing from the physicians that are actually treating COVID patients. With a mandate, where's the physician? Doesn't a consultation with a caring physician sound better than a government-executed vaccine mandate that comes with the threat of losing your livelihood? Ask yourself that question. Next, I'd like to present Dr. Andy Harris, one of the co-chairs of the Doctors' Caucus.
Thank you, Dr. Wenstrup. As my co-chair, Dr. Wenstrup, said, COVID is just clearly not going away. That's becoming more clear day by day. We are just not going to shut it down. It'll be with us for a long time, maybe even forever, just like the flu is. And it's clear the Biden administration now doesn't really have a plan to combat the virus besides mailing people tests and pushing less than effective boosters. It's becoming clear that we're not going to be able to boost or mandate or test our way out of this virus, and we're way behind on therapeutic options. Other than monoclonal antibodies, which interestingly enough, most of which aren't effective against Omicron, and we don't know whether any of them are going to be effective against the next variant, other than monoclonal antibodies, there really are no other therapeutic options available other than remdesivir, which has a pretty high failure rate. So what we need to do is we need to ask, or the administration needs to do, is they need to expand the therapeutic options, especially for late therapy. Many of us know people, maybe family members, maybe acquaintances, who died in an intensive care unit with no therapy available in their last couple of weeks of life. And on a conference call last week, the FDA admitted there are no late therapeutics that are near EUA approval. The bottom line is it's time to cut through the red tape. Just this Operation Warp Speed delivered us a vaccine in less than a year. This administration has had more than a year, the prior administration as well, and we still don't have a late-stage therapeutic. This is what we need if we want to cut deaths. This administration is whistling past a graveyard. It's now my pleasure to introduce Congressman Mike Turner.
Thank you. Last night, members of the Intelligence Committee were informed that Chairman Schiff has asked that the members of the Intelligence Committee present negative COVID tests in order in participating in normal committee events. We have a briefing coming up on Thursday. He's requesting that we present negative tests in order look to the attending physicians' recommendations for how to safely conduct work here at Congress. So while Americans struggle to just get basic access to testing, while American workers every day risk exposure to the COVID virus, while American families who are caregivers for the elderly worry about exposing their family members to COVID, and while this administration has failed to provide sufficient tests in preparation for the Omicron surge, while American workers and families are facing vaccine mandates and vaccine ID mandates to go to restaurants and parents are dealing with closed schools, Chairman Schiff believes that members of Congress should be tested just to show up for work. The American public does not have this privilege, and we will not comply. The Biden administration failed to plan for needed testing for the American people. Schiff believes that he should have a privilege that the average American worker does not. Our members will not comply with Schiff's request that we submit to COVID testing just to do our job, and I have a copy of the email request that I'll be providing to you. Thank you. And now I put this in
order. 2 years ago this month, Dr. Fauci has put on notice that the virus most likely came from a lab that was doing gain-of-function research. He gets a letter on January 31st, 10:32 p.m., 2020. He gets an email, from Dr. Christian Anderson that says, the virus looks engineered, virus not consistent with evolutionary theory. Dr. Fauci goes into complete overdrive to cover this information up and not present it to the American people. He organizes a conference call the next day with Fauci, Collins, and 11 virologists from around the world on that call. Dr. Gary on that call says this, I don't know how this happens in nature, but it would be easy to do in a lab. 4 days later, those people who express those sentiments start to change their position. They write a piece in Nature Medicine magazine on February 16th. It first gets published online. That piece is then cited on February 9th, 2020, in the now famous letter in The Lancet that becomes the gospel that this thing, according to Fauci and this group, didn't come from a lab. All that happens in 20 days. So they go from this thing looks engineered, this thing is not consistent with evolutionary theory, this thing could not have happened in nature, this thing would be easy to do in a lab, to completely changing their position. And here's the kicker. The two guys who said those things, Dr. Anderson and Dr. Gary, 3 months later get rewarded with an $8.9 million grant from Dr. Fauci to continue to do research on coronavirus. I mean, I think there's a couple obvious questions that should have been, that should have happened 2 years ago this month. Why didn't Dr. Fauci, when he first got put on notice that this was happening after that conference call on February 1st, why didn't he notify the commander-in-chief? We have no evidence that he talked to the president of the United States. We have no evidence that he talked to any of his bosses. He spent the time trying to change the narrative. Dr. Fauci got a chance to edit the very article that became the basis for the letter in The Lancet, which, as again, we all know, became the gospel that this couldn't have come from a lab, according to these experts. So I think those are important questions. If, in fact, the American people put us back in charge, this would be something that we will spend a great deal of time getting to the bottom of. I want to thank my colleague, Ranking Member Comer, for the letter that we put out last week that begins to highlight this and uncover the redacted emails where we now know what Dr. Gary said when he said this thing had to have come from nature. So I think this is important. We will continue to work on this if this year as much as we can. But again, the obvious question, I'll leave you with this, the obvious question is, why don't Democrats want to know this? Why don't they want to know how the virus started that has disrupted our lives for now almost a full 2 years? Why don't they want to know? Why don't they want to do the investigation? Why won't they call in these virologists, Dr. Gary, Dr. Anderson, who initially said this thing came from a lab? They won't do it. That's a question that needs to be answered. Mr. Comer.
Good morning. President Biden made bold promises to defeat the coronavirus, but he has broken these promises made to the American people. The president repeatedly pledged to shut down the virus, but he is not. Just look at the facts. More people died of COVID in 2021 than in 2020, and cases are surging across the nation. President Biden promised to deliver a national plan to get the virus under control, but recently he admitted there is no federal solution. President Biden promised to follow the science and listen to the experts. Yet this administration sidelined vaccine experts at the FDA and allowed a radical teachers' union to dictate the CDC's school reopening guidance. President Biden promised to improve the availability of COVID tests. But as the holiday season approached and cases began to skyrocket, test kits were scarce and lines were long. President Biden told Americans the vaccine would not be mandatory. But then he issued several authoritarian mandates requiring American workers to be vaccinated or risk losing their jobs and healthcare plans. President Biden's top medical advisor, Dr. Fauci, publicly shut down the idea COVID originated from the Wuhan lab. But as Congressman Jordan just explained, we now know from emails, unredacted, that Dr. Fauci was warned early on by top scientists that the virus likely came from a lab leak and looked genetically manipulated. Since President Biden assumed office, he has failed at every turn. All President Biden has shut down is the American people's confidence in his ability to lead us through this pandemic. Congress must conduct oversight of President Biden's failed response, but Democrats have refused at every turn. Democrats pledged to be forward-looking in their pandemic oversight, yet they continue to limit their oversight to the Trump administration. Broken promises at the White House, broken promises in Congress. The American people deserve answers. The Republicans on the House Oversight Committee will not stop trying to uncover all the hidden information, all the redacted emails that this administration will not turn over, that Dr. Fauci will not turn over. We're going to continue to dig. We're going to continue to probe because the American people deserve answers. And when House Republicans are in control of the House, I can assure you we're going to get those answers. Now I'd like to turn it over to Whip Scalise.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank all my colleagues for joining us here today. Tomorrow marks the one-year anniversary since Joe Biden took the oath of office as President of the United States. And even if you were grading on a curve, by all objective reporting, he would get an F for failing the American people on all the challenges that we're seeing our country face right now. As many of my colleagues here talked about, just start with COVID. This is the signature campaign platform that Joe Biden ran on. How many times during the campaign did candidate Joe Biden say, "I'm going to shut down the virus"? He actually bragged that he had a plan on day one to combat the virus. And then what happened just a few weeks ago before governors across the country? He admitted he doesn't have a plan. There is no federal solution, and he dumped it on the governors of our state because he's failed over and over again. There was a bombshell report that came out over the Christmas break that laid out that back in October, President Biden was presented with a plan for testing for all Americans all across the country. 750 million tests for everybody to be ready during Christmas because they predicted there would be this surge. They actually saw it coming. And they presented the plan to Joe Biden, who said he was going to shut down the virus as a candidate. And you know what Joe Biden did in October? He rejected that plan. I wonder if today, when Joe Biden holds his press conference to talk about, he can't talk about any of his accomplishments as president for a year, but he surely should have the opportunity to address whether or not he rejected that plan and why. We've posed this to other administration officials. We haven't gotten an answer yet. Jamie Comer and I asked the heads of the Select Subcommittee on Coronavirus and the Oversight Committee to have a hearing into this testing failure by the Biden administration, and they don't want to have a hearing on it. They seemed overeager to talk about transparency and accountability until all of a sudden they were accountable for more deaths from COVID under the Biden administration than they had when they walked in the door. And let's remember, when Joe Biden took that oath of office a year ago tomorrow, he walked in with President Trump's Operation Warp Speed that had delivered not one, not two, but three proven and effective vaccines. What has President Biden done to advance on that? Nothing. What has he done to go look into more therapeutic options, to look into natural immunity? Again, on testing, the failures that we see where people right now have to wait hours in lines to try to get testing when he was presented with a plan in October and rejected that plan. Kind of hard for him to say now that it should have happened because he was the one who stopped it from happening. Are we having any oversight into the origins of COVID? As Jamie Comer and Jim Jordan pointed out, there are reports out there that Dr. Fauci's advisors, he's got a team of advisors, that some of them were suggesting years ago that over a year ago that this started in the lab in Wuhan. We had a hearing on the Republican side because the Democrats don't want to have a hearing on this into the origins of COVID. And every scientist on the panel said it's when you look at the genetic scheme of this virus, it couldn't have been created from a bat to an animal to a human. It had to be genetically manipulated, probably in the lab in Wuhan, because that's the only place that they're doing that level of coronavirus research. And yet still to this day, Democrats refuse to have a hearing because they don't want to hold China accountable if it turns out that they were directly involved in not only having that virus created in the lab, maybe there were taxpayer dollars through gain-of-function research that were involved in that, but also then why China lied to the United States and the rest of the world in those immediate days and weeks and months afterwards where we could have saved millions of lives globally, but that didn't happen. And then, of course, as we saw, candidate Joe Biden talk so much about following the science, and President Joe Biden has been manipulating the science. We saw the reports, as Jamie Comer talked about, that the teachers, union bosses were able to manipulate a report by the CDC on school reopenings. Think of how destructive keeping schools closed has been to our young kids over this last year and a half. We're going to look back years later and say, how did anybody let that happen when kids today are not getting the same learning environment outside the classroom as they are inside the classroom? All the science says the kids should be back in school. And all the things that they're not learning, all the damage that's being done, the suicides, the drug overdoses. And when Joe Biden had an opportunity to stand up for the kids, he instead chose to stand with the teachers' unions against those kids and manipulated a report that kept kids out of school. Joe Biden still to this day, a year into his presidency, still doesn't have an FDA commissioner. And the FDA has been called a rudderless ship in the middle of a pandemic. And he ran on shutting down the virus, and you wonder why it's not shut down. Those are the kind of accountability questions that we've been raising. The Democrats don't want to have accountability and transparency, but when we get the majority, we will. That is going to be something that we aggressively pursue to get answers to these questions that hopefully Joe Biden will answer later today. I wonder if anybody's going to be asking him that question. With that, we'll be happy to take some questions.
Yeah. Thank you. I wanted to ask, so in a lot of major cities, especially here in D.C., there are now these vaccine card requirements where you need a government-issued ID to patron a restaurant, for example. Republicans, by and large, have not been supportive of those measures, but do support things like voter IDs, whereas Democrats fall on the exact opposite side. What's your reaction to some of these policies and why one is okay and the other would not be?
And this shows the failure of Joe Biden's plan from day one on COVID. It's been a one-size-fits-all vaccine-only approach. And Jim Jordan talked about this. If everybody in the nation was vaccinated, I think Brad Wenstrup mentioned it from the Doctors Caucus perspective, if everybody in the nation was vaccinated, there's still variants that are going to come out. Initially, administration officials saying, well, if you're vaccinated, you either can't get it or can't distribute and give COVID to other people. Well, that's turned out to be not true. You had a Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor infer that it wasn't true. And so the vaccine is one part. I've gotten the vaccine. I encourage others to get it, but clearly not everybody is. It is a medical decision. But this idea that you should fire people because they don't get vaccinated, you should shut down businesses because every person walking in the door isn't vaccinated, is lunacy. And it's not reality. It's not rooted in what it's going to take to confront this. If you're confronting it with only one approach, when there needs to be a multi-front approach. And we're trying to find more healthcare workers right now. You talk to hospital directors all across the country. They can't find enough doctors and nurses to treat people, and Joe Biden is still moving forward with a plan to fire healthcare workers if they're not vaccinated. A year ago, those same people were all being praised as heroes. And by the way, they still are heroes, according to us. But Joe Biden a year ago called him a hero, and today he wants to fire him. They were unvaccinated a year ago, and they were a hero. Why are they not a hero today? We shouldn't be trying to fire people and take away their livelihoods. We should be trying to have a multi-pronged approach to this. Let's get more alternatives. Monoclonal antibodies are a great example, but this administration has refused on all fronts to advance other alternatives to confront COVID. And again, they still don't have a director of the FDA a year in, and you wonder why we don't have enough emergency use authorizations.
Can I follow up, Mr. Yeah. Scalise? Congressman Bob Good has said he's going to boycott the Republican Capitol Hill Club over the D.C. vaccine mandate. Matt Gaetz yesterday said he will join him in that boycott. What about yourself? What's your feeling about boycotting not only the Capitol Hill Club, but other D.C. establishments that will require you to show proof of vaccination?
Yeah, and if you look, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody doesn't challenge this in the courts. But if you go to the ruling that the Supreme Court just gave the other day on employers of over 100 people across the country. You know, the federal government put in an illegal mandate that every employee had to be vaccinated if the company was over 100 employers. I don't penalize the company for having that dumped on them. They fought it in the courts. And we supported that, by the way. We signed an amicus brief in support of the challenge, and ultimately the U.S. Supreme Court said you can't do it and threw out Biden's mandate. And so ultimately, let's go after these edicts that are coming out. I mean, look, you've got some governors still to this day and some mayors that don't want to let go of the power. It's no longer about science to them. It's about government control versus freedom. Look at the states that are opening up, and many of them have much better success records at dealing with COVID than states that are completely shut down. And those states destroyed their businesses. No, I want to see us challenge these mandates. The mandates shouldn't be forced on people. And again, the Supreme Court just threw out the major one the other day. The employers of over 100 workers got thrown out by the U.S. Supreme Court the other day.
Well, yeah, Jim.
Well, I think the bigger question we need to ask is, what have they told us that's actually turned out to be right? I mean, Joe Biden said 6-8 months ago that he had a federal plan. Joe Biden said there would never be a mandate. Obviously, there has been one. It had to go all the way to the Supreme Court. Dr. Fauci said it didn't come from a lab. There was no gain of function. Turns out those look like they were probably false statements. They told us the vaccinated can't get it. They told us the vaccinated can't transmit it. And they said, oh, no, there's no such thing as natural immunity. So there's 7 things they told us that actually turned out not to be accurate. So now we're just supposed to keep taking their word. At some point, just any common sense American says, if you've misled me 7 different times, and there's probably more I'm forgetting about, maybe we should start questioning the things they're doing. And that's all we're saying. So I think that's the key thing that the American people see.
Yeah. Donald Trump said politicians who don't reveal their booster status are gutless. Some of your own members have chosen not to reveal if they've received any vaccination whatsoever. Yes or no, do you agree with Donald Trump's message here?
Look, ultimately, these are personal decisions. And this is going to get back to the heart of the mandates on vaccination status alone. This is a healthcare decision. And the government right now is treating it as if it's something that they can just require people to do. They used to say that the relationship between a doctor and a patient is important. I still believe that. The Doctors Caucus, look at all the medical doctors up here. One of the most sacrosanct relationships is the relationship between a doctor and a patient, and that's where the decision ought to be made. Not this idea that government's going to say, if you don't get the vaccination or now the booster or the second booster, that you can't conduct business, you can't walk into a restaurant, you can't. Now, they'll exempt it for voting, but they just want to continue to control people's lives. It's really about government control versus freedom, and I choose freedom.
Question. You know, it's kind of like a scarlet letter. And, you know, where the science is being ignored is natural immunity. I mean, you may have a patient that's been vaccinated and has gotten COVID, and their antibodies and their T cells, they may be through the roof. They may be more protected than anybody else. Yet you're putting these restrictions on people when their health is perfectly fine. And they're probably more protected than others. It doesn't make sense, and it's not scientific. It's not a scientific process that's being, that approach does not exist in here. And again, blanket statements and one size fits all is dangerous for the health of Americans, and especially with the tone that it's being put out to the American people.
Reference to the gutless response.
Yeah. And remember, too, President Biden. Ran candidate Biden versus President Biden are two very different people. When he ran, he said he was going to unify the country. He was going to represent all people. And then all of a sudden, it's about shaming people that don't do what he says they should do. You know, when he said this is a virus of the unvaccinated, is that really a responsible statement, let alone a unifying statement? Of course it's not. And it's those kind of mixed messages from this administration the whole last year that have created this problem to get worse. Yes.
Question, as you've identified some of the shortfalls in the administration's handling of COVID, the ongoing Omicron wave, would any of you support a supplemental spending package to bolster the federal government's response?
Well, think about this. First of all, we've spent about $6 trillion. $6 trillion has been spent. Many of those were bipartisan packages. This last year, they decided to go it alone to pay people not to work, to bail out failed states, things that had very little to do with COVID. And that's where we walked away because they weren't trying to help people who really had problems that were struggling. And by the way, everybody knows the biggest problem people are facing is inflation. And they know that all of these multi-trillion dollar spending bills are the biggest driver of inflation. And so it's just unbelievable that Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi on down, just keep doubling down on the failed policies that have created high gas prices, higher inflation. They see a problem that they created, and their answer is to spend trillions more dollars when the public's saying enough. There's $800 billion of unspent money from the previous COVID relief packages. If there were a need, which they haven't even identified, by the way, if there were a need, that's where you would look to go and address it, the money that's unspent. They don't want to have any oversight on the money that's been spent. $6 trillion. That's more than we spent on Social Security, on the Department of Defense. You can go down the line. It's an unbelievable amount of money. It's more than the entire federal government spent an entire year prior to COVID. And they've just spent it trying to pay off their friends, trying to continue to grow the size of government and jacking up inflation. We need to address the real problems this country's facing. There's not a bill on the floor this week, last week, go down the line to address inflation, high gas prices, the border crisis. Look at the foreign policy debacles with Russia getting ready to move in on Ukraine, maybe during the Olympics or right after. Where has this president been in terms of addressing any of those problems? He's helped create many of them, and his weakness in Afghanistan has helped create an environment where now Ukraine is less secure. Taiwan is less secure. Look at Israel with Iran developing a nuclear weapon. Our friends around the world are paying the price for Joe Biden's failures and incompetence in leadership. It's got to change. I hope he addresses some of this in his questions today. Good being with y'all. Thanks.
Thank you.
You remember much of it?
Oh, yeah.
Post-game.
Oh, it's very coherent.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, what's up?
Okay.